pounding, sanding, laying the groundwork at this secret home in Los Angeles.
How many families would be?
It will be about three families that we can host here.
This is the living room.
Pastor Ada Valiente walks us through one safe house for the undocumented running from immigration officers, an underground network.
Essentially, what you're doing is you're trying to hide people. Is that right?
Well, that's what we need to do as a community.
On the other side of L.A., another safe house in this man's home. We're not naming him or telling you where he lives because of what's at stake.
It's hard as a Jew not to think about both all the people who did open their doors and their homes and take risks to safeguard Jews in moments where they were really vulnerable, as well as those that didn't. We'd like to be the people who did.
This is beyond sanctuary churches. What we've already seen at this Colorado church offering refuge for an undocumented woman. Federal agents don't enter religious houses without approval under a policy put in place during Obama's presidency. But faith leaders believe that will change under President Trump. Private homes fall under Fourth Amendment protection and need a warrant before authorities can enter. Reverend Zach Hoover says faith groups across Los Angeles County could hide 100 undocumented immigrants today, and that number could soon be in the thousands.
People will be moving into a place so that ICE can't find them, so that they can stay with their family, so that they can, you know, be with their husbands, so they can avoid being detained and deported.
People who may not agree with you would look at what you're doing and saying you're simply aiding and abetting the violation of federal laws.
Look, I'll speak for myself. I feel really convicted that I answer to God at the end of the day. Like, that's who I'm going to see when I die. And I hope that, you know, we can live up to who we are.